This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Before there was Power Yoga and Taibo, there was Jack LaLanne.
Stop, look, listen. It's time for the Jack LaLanne Show from Hollywood.
Starting in the 1950s, Jack LaLanne became the fitness conscience of the nation. His daily exercise and nutrition show on TV ran for more than three decades. For many Americans, Jack LaLanne is a memory, a quirky part of cultural history. But in the past year, ESPN has started rebroadcasting the original shows. And as LaLanne prepares to celebrate his 90th birthday on Sunday, he is as dedicated as ever to getting the country in shape. NPR's Tom Goldman recently spent a day with Jack LaLanne.
Be there between 7 and 7:30 in the morning, I was told. That's when Jack LaLanne finishes his daily two-hour workout. Hitting the weights at 5 o'clock every morning is not bad for an 89-year-old. Still, driving to his home in the rolling hills near the Central California coast, I wondered how much old age had changed him from the days of his TV show, when a young, vital Jack LaLanne was frozen in time.
I'm not talking about the hangover, the kind that you get from overindulgence. I'm talking about the kind you get from lack of exercise and eating too much of the wrong food. You know, you're hanging here and everything's hanging. That's the kind of hangover I'm talking about, and I'm going to show you how to firm up.
Trim and muscular in his trademark one-piece jumpsuit, LaLanne was the perfect balance of chirpy optimism, you can do it, and drill sergeant discipline, counting, forever counting, as he led the exercises.
One, two, three, four.
When I finally meet Jack LaLanne, he is, what else, counting his way through a morning workout. Wearing a bright red bathing cap and blue swim trunks, he's doing water resistance exercises in an outdoor jacuzzi. The rippled weightlifter's physique is gone, and there's 89-year-old sag here and there. But there is muscle definition in the arms and shoulders. When he turns away, his back is broad. And LaLanne is working as much as he ever did.
Harder, Jack, come on, harder. I've only got one enemy, Jack LaLanne. That's it. You know, for me, you know, I usually hit the gym around 5 or 6 in the morning. To leave a hot bed, leave a hot woman, go into a cold gym, takes a lot of discipline, boy, I'll tell you. But the wonderful thing, I hate it. I've never liked to exercise, but I like results.
He is crackling at 7:15 in the morning. It's like the Jack LaLanne show all over again, as his monologue veers from inspiration.
Anything in life is possible if you make it happen.
To favorite taglines.
Don't exceed the feed limit. 10 seconds on the lips, lifetime on the hips.
To his dogs, who eagerly circle the pool during LaLanne's workout.
Hello, poopies. I'm talking to my dog now. Here. No, wrap it. No. No. Thought they'd get their exercise fetching the ball. Fetch! I can't afford to have a fat dog. See, they're happy now.
And so is Jack LaLanne, certainly when the tape recorder's on, but more telling is when you hear him singing or whistling from the next room when he's alone. He's been this way, for the most part, for 74 years. At 15, his life changed. Up until then, it had been miserable. He says he was a sugarholic who even considered suicide.
Tried to kill my brother, had an uncontrollable temper, set the house on fire. You can't believe it. I was a maniac. I was a psycho. I had these headaches all the day. I couldn't stand the pain. All from sugar, sugar, sugar.
When he was 15, he attended a lecture by a health nutritionist who told audience members they could be born again if they obeyed nature's laws, exercise, and eat proper food. Young, impressionable Jack was hooked. The next day, he says, he stopped eating sugar, became a vegetarian, and joined the Berkeley, California YMCA. Ever missed a day? Ever had a day of doubt?
Never, never, never. It's my religion. It's my life. That's why I was put on this earth. I believe this, that to help people. I enjoy it.
To repeat, Jack LaLanne hasn't had a sugary dessert since 1930. He hasn't missed a daily workout since 1930. On some birthdays, he's done stunts like swimming handcuffed from Alcatraz over to San Francisco or doing 1,000 push-ups in 19 and a half minutes. Impossible standards for most. But the art of Jack LaLanne always has been that he doesn't expect people to be Jack LaLanne. Be yourself, he says. Find the time 3 or 4 days a week to get the blood flowing and the muscles working. I make the mistake of suggesting even that's hard in this busy world.
Stand up. Don't use your hand. Sit down. Stand up. Now, get your buttocks only about a half inch off the chair. Now, down. Just a half inch, a little lower, a little lower. Now, up. Now, do it fast, fast. Up, down. Now, do it slow, real slow, all the way down. You're doing a slow squat. Down. Now, come up, slow. Now, see, you're watching television, and you're getting a workout. You feel that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
With a satisfied look on his face, LaLanne picks up his spoon again and takes another bite of his whole grain and soy milk breakfast. He uses the chair workout on a lot of doubters. It's simple and effective, but there's science behind it, too. Following his epiphany as a 15-year-old, LaLanne got a copy of the classic medical textbook Gray's Anatomy, and he studied it voraciously. By the time he got out of high school, he says, he knew enough about muscles and tendons and ligaments to create his own exercises and exercise machines.
Now, this is the leg extension I was telling you about. See, it's all handmade, all hand-hammered.
Jack's wife, Elaine, has taken me to another part of their house. They call it the museum. It has the first leg extension machine Jack invented it in 1936, along with other original weight and stretching devices. Elaine does her daily half-hour exercise routines here. It's a working museum, a perfect metaphor, it seems, for Jack LaLanne. He's a man with a rich history, yet he's absolutely focused on the present, where he believes his work is even more important than it was when he started back in the 1930s. He eagerly lectures about nutrition and fitness and promotes his Power Juicer, one of the few products he endorses. Elaine, who's 78, does all the appearances with him. They've been together 53 years. Initially dubious of Jack, she thought he was just a good-looking California muscle man, but she says she got hooked by his intelligence and unwavering positive attitude. On their first date, Elaine discovered even more. They went to a nightclub where the piano player knew Jack LaLanne.
And he said, Jack, come on over and sing a song for us. So he sang, and he sang, Because You're Mine, the great
Because You're Mine, the brightest star I see looks down, my love, and envies me. Because you're mine, because you're mine, the breeze that hurries by becomes a melody, and why? Because you're mine. Because you're mine.
You know, I said then.
I never know for as long
you're
as
singing
I
the whole song.
Jack LaLanne wanted to celebrate his 90th birthday Sunday by swimming from Catalina Island to Los Angeles. Elaine said no. So the only marathon event he'll take part in is the one on ESPN TV. 9 hours of original Jack LaLanne shows. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Because you're mine.
And then I said, he sings too!
Experience The Burn with clips from Jack LaLanne's TV show at npr.org.